Folks, it's hard to find the perfect pair of jeans. You don't want to break the bank, but you need something that lasts. So the problem with jeans is that the really good pairs cost $200 or $300 easily, and the bargain brands just fall apart and look terrible. If you're sifting through sales racks just to find a decent pair of jeans under $100, you can call off the search party. 2017 is here, and you're already behind on this winter's hottest trend, so why not ignore all the fast fashion noise and buy something timeless? Delisted offers luxury gray denim at affordable price. Jeans that would normally cost you hundreds, Delisted has starting at just $75. They utilize the same fabrics, factories, and wash houses as the best known brands and designers, while skipping the markups and middlemen. The result, pure unadulterated denim without the retail runaround. Go to delisted.com, spelled D-S-T-L-D.com, and see where minimalist design meets maximum comfort. Delisted is your answer to elevated style without elevated prices. Just go to delisted.com right now and use the promo code FERAL at checkout and get 20% off your first pair. That's DSTLD.com, promo code FERAL. Five letters, folks. DSTLD.com for your jeans.
FERAL Audio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is the Office Hours pre-show as we let a audience assemble. I have no agenda here during these 2 minutes. Just allowing the gang to get in the group, get in the room. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. Kick up some hot puppy in about 30 seconds. A little hot puppy coming your way. Morning, everybody. How are you? I've got, I'm working on 72 hours of no sleep right now. And that's just been really, really hard. I need some energy. You guys want to get, you guys need a little kick in the ass this morning? You need some energy? I got something for you that's going to kick it up a notch. Here we go. Let's do it.
Office Hours is the show that you need. It's the show that you need.
Hey! Yeah. Everybody, welcome to Office Hours. It's Tim Heidecker here. Couldn't be more happy to be with you this morning here. It is Thursday, September 22nd. Yes, it's the first day of autumn. I'm coming to you from dreary, dreary Glendale, California. Glendale, California, the home of Absolutely Productions and the Office Hours Radio headquarters here on Facebook Live.
Oh yeah! Monkey time!
Monkey time! That's the day. That's the message today. It is monkey time. All right, folks, we're going to take your calls all morning. I got a special guest calling in a little bit. Wow. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the Office Hours live podcast on Feral Audio. They're archiving these and placing them up on Facebook a few days after, placing them up on podcast format. So you can go back and re-listen, or if you can't get to the can't listen to the show today, you can go back and skip around and enjoy the show in any way that you want to enjoy the show. Share it with friends and let your friends know that you're in the Office Hours community. Listen, a couple shows coming up. Dallas is confirmed.
And that's happening on November 4th, I believe. Yes, November 4th at the Texas Theater. I'm going to be doing some stand-up comedy, and I think I'm going to also bring my guitar and maybe sing some songs, too. I'm going to try a new sort of a two-act structure to my performance and see how that goes. It'll be an experimental evening with Tim Heidecker at the Texas Theater, where they apprehended Mr. Lee Harvey Oswald. Lee Harvey Oswald escaped the shot the president in the from the sixth floor of the Dallas bookstore. He then escaped. He fled the scene, and he eventually made his way to the Texas Theater, where he snuck in there and saw a movie. I can't remember the name of the movie. It was a World War II war movie. And somebody tipped him off. I guess they said that he didn't, maybe he snuck in. So that's, you know, one reason not to sneak into a movie, because they're going to call the cops. And they apprehended him there. Somebody got, I can't remember the whole details. It's very well-known stuff. So if you were interested in that subject, give it a check it out online. All right, I've gone live on Skype, and I'm awaiting your calls. And give me a call. We will try to help you out today. Try to give you some assistance. Give you some advice. And who knows what's going on? Who knows? A lot of, you know, see, okay, so I'm wondering, because I was not getting calls. I looked down at Skype. It says, oh, application not responding. That makes sense. But now it seems to be kicking in. I might have to start looking into alternatives to Skype, because it's just crashing on me quite a bit. But let's see if we can... Let's see if we can get this working. I'm going to do a restart. Never hurts to do a restart, folks. Anybody would be great to hear from people calling in from Charlotte. Charlotte in the news this morning. A lot of strife going on there. I'm not a fan of the city of Charlotte. Many years of going and trying to do shows there. Eric and I used to do shows, or we still do shows, but we, when we'd tour, it would seem that when we'd hit Charlotte, it would be just a, it would be, you know, no shows. It would be like playing to nobody. I know Doug, Lusenhop and, Brent Weinbach played there recently, I think to three people. So we skirt Charlotte. We avoid Charlotte now. Let's try Samboy Dimham. Samboy!
Hey, Tim.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Oh, just enjoying a beautiful day of office hours, getting the day started.
Where are you calling from?
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Sin City, baby. Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. So, Tim, question.
God.
We got anything coming down the pipeline with Brett Gelman anytime soon?
God damn it, man. We've got this, idea. We've got this, I'll just say it's an idea right now. We have an outline for it. We have some kind of plan, and it's we're trying to figure out when and how and where and all that kind of stuff. But it's a big, ambitious thing, you know. So it's going to take some work and some planning, and we're all busy and lazy at the same time. So I would love to do it, and we're trying to figure it out. But thanks for your interest and your concern.
Heck yeah.
For that issue.
Comedy Bang Bang podcast. It's probably my favorite one they've ever done.
The last one we did?
Yeah, no, the one where y'all guys are with Daily. You guys are just riffing.
Yeah, yeah. That's the last one I did. That's the last one I'll ever do.
Oh.
Sorry about that, folks. Okay? I know that stings, Sam.
I know.
But I got to run. I got lots of people calling in. It's a big day.
Hey, Tim.
Thanks. All right, Andy Dole.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, can you mute the stream, please, folks? If I pick up on you, mute the stream.
Mute the feed. You're right. Skype is kind of a pain in the butt.
It's working right now. So let's just move past that.
Are you there?
Yep. What's up?
Okay.
Yep. What's up?
Okay.
Nope. Yeah, but you got to mute. I can hear the echo of my voice in your thing. So what's going on with that?
I don't know how to use Skype. I'm sorry. I'm an idiot. I'll take my question offline, though. I'll give it to you real quick.
There you go.
I can't hear if you're listening to me, so I'm just going to say it anyways. You might already have dropped me. I notice that there are not always a lot of women that call into this show, but I do find that a lot of my Twitter friends that follow you are women. So I'm wondering why maybe they don't call in, and I'll take my question offline. Sorry.
Thank you, Andy. I don't have Thank you.
Feed.
Thank Thanks. You. Thanks for being respectful and honest. I do find that my audience, I think, skews male, I guess, but there's a tremendous female audience as well. And I absolutely love my ladies and encourage them to call in. And I always pick up on the ladies, sort of fun little play with that kind of concept, having fun with that. But I don't know. You dudes are nerdier about this stuff. You probably care more. Girls, ladies, you got life to lead. You got business to attend to. You got people to take care of. You got to take care of yourself, and you don't have time to bother with my shit. Guys sit around stroking it and playing on the net, playing games. Brandon,
Tim,
what's up?
Hey, what's up, man? I just wanted to know what you think about David Crosby.
Well, David I can't Cross. Even remember. David Crosby.
David Crosby, yeah.
What do I think about David Crosby?
Yeah.
He's my, I've said this before, I think, he's my least favorite member of that trio or quartet.
Yes. Yeah.
I do like their music. You know, again, I like their first couple of records. And I was just yesterday watching this. I love the drama of that group, right? Is it the best? It's like there's the Beach Boys is great. That interpolitical, interpersonal battles that go on with that group. And then the CSNY battles are very entertaining to me as well. And yesterday morning, I was sitting having my breakfast watching my YouTubes, and I found a interview, sort of an off the cuff interview with Graham Nash from recent. And he's digging in on Cross. And the only conclusion you can draw if you pay attention to all this stuff close enough as I do, is that Cross is like some kind of bad motherfucker.
Big time, right?
Big piece of shit, right?
Because he wrote Encore.
Because what?
And the Graham Nash Encore.
Yeah.
And the interviewer is kind of like foreign and is kind of innocent. And he's just like, you know, was that directed at David Crosby? And he's like, yeah, it was.
He goes like this. Nash goes, you know, you have to find out if a person you've known for 30 years, 50 years, is either a good man or a fucking piece of shit. And I don't know the answer to that about David anymore. And he's seething. And they go, is this have to do with him calling, making fun of Neil Young's girlfriend, who is Daryl Hannah? He goes, it started with that. It started with that.
Yeah.
And exactly. And then the guy goes, well, then what happened? I'm not speaking of that. I'm not speaking about that.
No, he says, something. CSNY, that wasn't CSN.
Yeah, that was CSNY. Then what happened with CSN? I'm not speaking of that. And it's almost like Crosby must have done something so wretched.
Oh.
That we can't even believe that it might bring along some criminal charges or something. It was so he was getting red in the face. It was so you got to come to the conclusion that there's something deeply disturbing about Cross. And I don't like his music. Never have.
It's weird. It's just like Bob Dylan was like a good friend of his, though. Like Bob Dylan hangs out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, he probably is a sycophant with Dylan, right? He probably just maybe. You know, laughs and chuckles along with whatever that nut has to say too. I mean, that guy's not the most fun guy to be around either. As much as love him.
Yeah.
All right, Brandon. I gotta go.
All right.
People are gonna be mentally tuning out of this conversation if they already haven't. How about Runyo?
Hi, Tim.
Hello.
Hi, I've been trying to call you for the past like 5 office hours, so it's really good to finally get to talk to you.
Where are you calling from?
Brazil. Near São Paulo in Brazil.
Oh, very nice. We got a lot of Brazilian callers to this show, believe it or not, it seems.
Yeah. I mean, your kind of humor really resonates with us because we have a few comedy troupes that also go for a more, absurdist approach to humor. And I just have to say, it's really refreshing. I see a lot of Lynch and influences in what you do, and I've been in love with it for years now.
Thank you.
The question that I have is related to that. A lot of people have been commenting that Dr. Brew's show has been increasing a lot in a darker tone. It's like it's just going off the ramp with the latest season.
Off the ramp?
Yeah, it's...
It's no longer on the highway.
Definitely not. It's kind of just flying, you know, just like... I guess Fonz and the Shark. But
oh,
it's,
easy
it's
there.
Good.
Okay. Well, that's not traditionally a compliment to make about.
Yeah,
something.
But in this case, it is. Actually, I liked it a lot.
Okay,
I know that a lot of people have that problem with early shows like Happy Days, but I think it's fun. There's no problem with something being a little weird. It's not.
I agree.
So my question is. Mobin, the stepdad, guy that married Dr. Bruce Mobin, is he haunting him?
Is he haunting him?
Yeah, because everything just went to shit ever since his suicide. So
I don't think it ever started from a very positive place in anyone's life.
No,
but,
definitely not.
You know, we leave all that stuff up for the viewer to debate and wonder about. I don't want to say that there's much more going on outside of the world of the show than what we present in the show. But I love the fact that what we present to you draws out those kind of thoughts or ideas. And we love creating that mystery and creating the ambiguousness and the questioning of what is going on. And, don't necessarily feel the need or the desire to deliver on anything there.
Because
it's really about an emotional, visceral experience in the moment of watching.
Yeah.
More than any kind of mystery unraveling.
I assume that it could be something like that because you get both in Tim and Eric's Awesome Show, Good Job. You get, for example, the Cinco Brothers that are, like, there isn't much of a continuity in whatever they're shown. But with Wayne and Skyler, you always see their relationship progressing, and so it could be both. Yeah, yes. I'm really glad to hear.
Well,
that.
Thank you so much for watching and being a part of the community and sharing your thoughts on the show. We have a blast making it, and that's the key. You got to enjoy your work. We're going to get a call in from one of our special guests today. We got a couple special guests. He's calling in a little bit. Listen, I see somebody on the goddamn comments, some Steve joke of a man. Steve Jolly is not jolly at all, my friend. You get out of here now. You hang up or you log off. Go do something else. Go spend your time being productive and creative on your own terms instead of ruining everyone's day with your idiotic observations about what I do with my time. Now you listen to me. I'm able to manage my time efficiently and I am able to create content on a vast, massive scale. And I have determined that I have the time and energy and interest in talking to my wonderful audience here today. I love you, Steve, but you need to shape up or ship out. This isn't about constant gags and goofs. Life is not a joke. Tyler. 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 You rat. All right, I think I got enraged meep sheep. Hello?
Tyler. Yes, hello.
Hello. Good morning. Yes, hello. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Chris Miller. I'm calling from Denver, Colorado.
The Mile High City.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and say that I think you suck a lot of dick, and I think you're kind of a faggot, and I don't think you're really all that funny anymore. So bye.
See you later. Wow, he got me. Oh, son of a bitch. He's a... Wow. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Chinese wow. Medicine, you're on the call.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm sorry. Let me turn off the Facebook here. Hey, okay. Tim, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine. Hey, I wanted to talk about the comedy. I know this is going kind of way back, but I had read something on Reddit, so obviously...
By the way, before I interrupt, let me just acknowledge that guy that just called in from Denver. Just so everyone knows, his profile pic was some anime chick. If that seems to be a trend with these dipsticks, they're into that scene of like using anime as their identity. Well, you've got some kind of old man in your picture. I don't know who that is, but
it's a face swap with my wife and I.
Is it really?
Yeah, it was done automatically with an app.
Okay, but it looks like an old man. I don't get it. It's just,
I don't know. I guess it could. Yeah. I'm 30. So, I mean, I'm a little bit old, I guess. But, anyway, I did want to ask about, I had a question about the Sundance premiere of the comedy.
Yeah.
I wanted to know if what was that?
I think that was in 2012 or something like that.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. Yeah. So, like, I'm apologies if you don't like have any recollection of it, but I was wondering specifically about this Q&A session that I read a story about. The person had said that someone asked for some reason for you to prove that you weren't like the character in the movie, and that you gave sort of a response like, I'm not going to do it just because you asked me to. And they said it was like an awkward Q&A session, but not necessarily just about that. But if you had any like memories regarding like the Sundance premiere, what that was like, if it was like,
I do remember that. I don't remember exactly what I said. I was probably feeling a bit defensive at that period. You know, I think I've spoken about this before, but we had, gone into that feeling very positive about the movie. I had seen, the final cut before Sundance and, was very proud of Rick for making it and for, putting it together the way he did, and was very like, oh shit, we got into Sundance. How exciting. And then when we screened it, it did have this, there was this other side to it that I didn't see coming, I guess. So maybe I was not really prepared for it, but people were offended by it and disturbed by it and walked out and all that kind of stuff. So at the same time, we were also showing $1 billion movie at the same festival, which also had the similar reaction for different reasons, mostly because of a scene involving Eric sitting in a bathtub of children's diarrhea. So we were like, I felt like I was just getting pummeled by, from both sides of my creative output from the year before. And there was certainly a lot of people that once I think it got the reputation as being this polarizing, potentially offensive or disruptive thing, then people started saying how much they liked it and how they were on the side of defending it. I just remember it being very defensive, and for the first time having to argue my points a view or the sort of intentions behind our work to a larger audience of people. And now these are people that are a little way more traditional, way more conservative in a way, who are sort of these, not necessarily conservative politically, but just kind of older, more affluent, who have a certain idea of what they think independent film is. And that didn't exactly play into those ideas, you know? So those are my memories of that. It was a great time. I remember being very sick. I had, you know, just a terrible cold the whole time. I think that was about it. My one regret is there was a morning where we had a bunch of press that involved a lot of photo shoots. And I kind of just rolled out of bed and didn't shower or clean myself up too well. And
is anyone still there?
Show.
Hello?
Tim, you don't mean me, do you?
Who's this?
This is the previous caller.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Thank you for staying on the line.
Okay, I didn't know if I should or not. I just found out about this show. I'm not familiar with the format.
Well, it's just a mess. It's just a total mess.
Yeah.
But well, I'm back on for now. Tammy Widener, I see you on there. I was talking to Dave Weigel. It was going swimmingly. But it doesn't like when I take these other calls. So these outside of Skype calls, that can be part of the trouble. Thank you. And thanks for calling. Call anytime, okay?
Thanks, Tim. Have a great day.
Hey, Joe. Joe, are you there?
Hey, Tim.
What's up, man? I'm sorry. Every time we do this, there's something preventing it from being a full, beautiful stream. And it's just a shame. It's sad
as
hell.
It is, but it's fixed now. You're back up.
So how can I help you today?
Well, I just wanted to ask, I remember, I think it was when Mark Maron interviewed you, you talked about how you used to work at like a company that rated video games. Is that right?
Yes. The ESRB.
Yeah. I just wondered if you ever kind of look back at that and wonder, you know, if you hadn't made it in the way that you have, do you ever think about what you might have been doing or how else you would have sort of managed to be creative in the way that you are?
I try not to look back. It's scary to look back, isn't it?
It can be.
I'm not qualified or trained to do anything. So I don't know what would happen. I do think about it often, you know. Maybe I'll go and start a soda factory.
Oh yeah,
I don't know. I like making soda. Make Soda Stream. I could buy a big bunch of Soda Streams, and make my own Tim Heidecker's brand Coca Soda. Coca Soda, kind of.
Is that what you would call it?
Tim Heidecker's brand Coca Soda.
I like it.
But thanks, Joe.
All right.
Ryan Kelly. Ryan.
Hi Tim. How you doing?
Good. How are you? You calling to call me nasty names, or are you calling with a question, or are you?
I had a question. I'm not calling you nasty names.
Very, very well.
Why has that been happening a lot today?
Just once. First time somebody called and just cranked me.
Oh, geez.
Got
well,
me good.
Go
ahead.
I had a question just about that Tostino's ad that you and Eric had done.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
So, just in general, not really specifically about that, but I don't know. I feel like everyone's endorsing stuff nowadays. I'm not necessarily against it, but I just wanted to know, like, did your attitude change about that? Or, I don't know, do you have any qualms, other stuff you wouldn't advertise?
Yeah, I'll talk about that. It's interesting. I think our attitude's changed about it. First of all, you're right. Everybody's doing it. So, if everybody's doing it, let's all jump off the fucking bridge together, right? Just swim downstream. You know, we look at it kind of case by case. The one with Totino's, I looked at it like this, because the product itself was so stupid and so gross and ridiculous, right? That it almost felt, the product itself almost felt like it belonged in the Tim and Eric world, you know? So, yeah. That's part one. So part two is they said basically like, do whatever you want to do. Right. So they gave us sort of full creative control. Like, you know, you make a video with Totino's and it could be whatever it is. That's enticing and inspiring. Almost like the vodka commercials were back with Zach. You know, our original idea was like, let's, you know, do kind of what you ended up seeing, which is just something insane and fun and ridiculous. And, you know, what I thought was doing, we were communicating to our audience, being like, look what we just got away with. I know my audience is smart enough to to eat Totino's pizza rolls, whether they, you know, if they want to, but doesn't have anything to do with me. They're smart enough to make up their mind on that issue. And there was a lot of money being offered us. So, you know,
how much we talking?
I'm not going to say, but you know, I got kids and I got you know, an audience that a lot of them, you know, it's,
you know, is it interesting.
I don't think they're going to care. I honestly think younger kids, they grow up and just seeing everybody they know is coming out there holding their box of cornflakes and saying, this is what I have for breakfast every morning. And it's just, they don't care anymore. The idea of selling out, is no longer a concept that resonates with younger kids. I don't think, and, you know, like I said, it's case by case. We're not going to do the ability to make something, to make anything, and to make people laugh and make fun of stuff and everything. You know, we're going to jump at that opportunity. And, I have no regrets.
It's interesting what you said about, I think maybe having kids, like Kurt Vile, I saw saying he was a sellout for putting a song in like a bank commercial. And he just replied like, well, doing that, you know, I was able to buy diapers and, you know, feed my newborn baby kids. Yeah. So I wonder if that's when a lot of people's attitude change about it too, is once they have to start, you know, taking care of, you know, other than themselves, someone.
Absolutely. You know, like it's, like I said, it was literally 4 hours of work for me to do that. And it involved doing something really fun and really silly with people I love. Everyone got to get paid. I've never eaten the product.
So oh, really?
I don't really care. And I know that my audience either likes those things or doesn't like them. It doesn't matter what I have to say about it.
Interesting.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, you're holding a DVD of Seinfeld, with George Costanza on the cover in your picture. Remember those Rolls Gold commercials he used to do?
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah. All right. Hey, the other thing I want to tell you about is, the Forces of Evil were around the corner from my house the other day. Did you see that rally with Don King?
Oh, really?
Right around the corner from my house. Yep.
Where is that then?
Dude, Sean Hannity. That was at the Cleveland Heights. It's called like the Civic Center. There's like churches and a temple in there.
That's wild stuff. Wild stuff going on. Don King with that jean jacket he wears.
Yeah, what the heck is up with that? I mean, honestly. Acid-washed
jean jackets. Wild.
It looks good on him. He pulls it off. It sort of fits with his whole persona.
How about a guy could you pick a more irrelevant guy out of a lineup than Don King? Like, who has any kind of like regard for that guy?
Well, like,
where's the esteem that's associated with him? It's zero, right? Like, no one has a positive opinion on Don King except as like a joke, right? He was just a joke. Exactly.
And he was speaking at what was supposed to be a conference for faith leaders. Like, totally, it just doesn't make any sense.
Boxing promoter, who's, I think he had people killed, right? Or he killed somebody.
I think there are rumors that he killed someone. Obviously, he got away with it.
I believe the rumors. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Guys, I'm going to get a poll here. I got a can of soda that I'm going to open, but it's got a major dent on the front. See that dent? What am I going to do? Should I open it up and make a big mess? What do you think? I'm going to open it up, folks. Here we go. Beautiful. All right. Listen, thanks for the call, Ryan.
All right, Tim.
All right. We got Nick Anderson. Oh, nope. Sorry. I got Landon Callahan.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
I just wanted to ask if you had any advice for a first-year film student. I know that you were a film student at Temple. I'm not at Temple, but I am a film student.
If you don't get this shit together this semester and make a masterpiece, you're a loser and a failure.
Oh, no. All right. Thank you, Dad.
I'm just kidding. Do you have access to equipment?
Yes. Yeah, I do. We can, like, rent it out and stuff.
Go out there and make some stuff with your friends, shoot stuff, give yourself a little weekend project if you don't have one, and just keep making stuff and figuring out what works, what doesn't work, and get better at it. And that's all you should really be doing now. Don't have any other higher aspirations than that.
All right, thank you. Really liking this season of On Cinema. I hope that those burns heal.
Thank you. Please spread the word. We want as many viewers as possible. I think people get intimidated by On Cinema because it is such a massive body of work now that's been accumulated, and they feel like, I don't even know where to jump in. But it is a little like a soap opera, where I think you can kind of just jump in and get acclimated pretty quickly, or go back and start from the top and watch. Listen, there's not a lot of good TV on right now.
Just yeah, I'm doing that now.
Put it up on the big screen. Go to the, if you have a Roku or an Apple TV or one of those, go to the YouTube app and start watching it like it's a dang TV show.
Yeah, I'm getting my brother into it. I think he was a little, he was surprised at how bad you looked, frankly, with the nutritional vaping.
Yeah. All right, well, give your brother my best, okay? He needs to be... he needs all the best wishes we can possibly send his way. This rat.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to try to take Nick Anderson now. Nicky boy. Nicky. Nicky boy.
Hey, Tim.
What's up, dude? Hey, thanks.
Let me turn this up real quick.
All right.
Hey, been a fan for a while. I want to talk about a couple things.
Where are you calling from, by the way?
Midwest.
Okay, very, very vague.
So, I have a question about, I know a lot of your, the way you express your political views are kind of ironic. And I just kind of want to get down to kind of what you think. My issue with, and you can obviously reply to this. My issue with your kind of liberalism and liberals like you is that you just kind of pay lip service to the idea of diversity. And you go ahead and mock... like Trump supporters. And I'm not saying Trump's a perfect candidate, but there's just kind of just like the idea that, I don't know if you saw that video of a bunch of Hollywood stars telling people not to vote for Donald Trump and to vote because of whatever. But the whole idea of racial diversity is just kind of, it's just in terms of how it's acted upon, it's just lip service.
Okay. It's lip service.
It's very disingenuous behavior. Like, all your friends are white. Everything you do, you're surrounded by people like you. Is that, do you know what I'm saying? I don't want to just kind of tweet frogs at you, or I want to have an actual conversation
about
this.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Well, you're making some generalizations there about who my friends are and who I surround myself with, but that's okay. It's fair enough.
Before you answer, outside, let's just say generally, like Hollywood liberals or upper class liberals, we all surround each other with people like ourselves, and
Yeah, I agree, that's a natural cultural thing that goes beyond Hollywood liberals, that goes to all kinds of people. We generally surround ourselves with people that kind of look like us, kind of think like us. That's, I think, a global experience, a human being experience, not necessarily a Hollywood liberal perspective, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I agree. I just think the whole idea of, Trump is racist because he doesn't want, Trump supporters are bad because they don't want the United States to turn to Mexico. Why is that a bad thing?
Trump supporters are bad because they don't want to turn, I don't think anyone wants to turn the United States into Mexico. Where's that?
Well, it will be a majority Mexican country. Very soon. I think it's a legitimate concern because you would never want to live in a Mexican, a middle-class Mexican neighborhood. You would never do that. I think if you said you would, I'm not sure your reply, but I think it would just be a bunch of shit. Why would that be bad for people, even if Trump supporters don't even want to admit that they would say that they don't.
I think you're talking about the assimilation or the adding certain elements of other cultures to the American experience, which I think has been happening for 200 years. And the racial demographics of the country continues to adapt and change to the way the entire world changes. So if there's a change happening, that's just another iteration of something that's been happening since the beginning of our country. I mean, you think there was a bunch of pizza parlors 200 years ago? Okay. I think there was a bunch of Irish pubs.
The words of Rowan Atkinson. Now that we have the recipes, I just think. The idea that you're forever, because you have a lot of money, you're always going to live in a rich, presumably white neighborhood.
These are all assumptions. I don't necessarily agree with. But go ahead.
Do you ever plan on living in a middle class diverse neighborhood?
I actually do live in a middle class diverse neighborhood. I live in Glendale, California, filled with, I would say, the national origin of the majority of the people in my neighborhood are Armenian, which is not what you would classify as maybe your typical white suburban upper middle class demographic. So take that.
That's not put in your pipe. That's Armenian. Yeah, it's a bit different. But okay. What I do
with my life as an artist and a creator, which I think I would say I work in the fringe of the comedy community and comedy world, and I've made a living doing it. I've made a pretty good living because I work really hard and I do a diverse bunch of things. But there's no guarantees that I'm going to keep being able to do this even next year. So where does that put me?
Okay, long term. Okay.
Okay. What kind of opportunities do I have? What opportunities do I have guaranteed for me? Zero. Okay. Only what I do. Only the opportunities that are given to me by people that get to make these decisions. So don't make assumptions about what opportunities I'm going to continue to have.
Okay. I just saw.
I lived in all kinds of neighborhoods in my life. I've lived in New York, Brooklyn. I've lived in Philadelphia. I've lived in North Philly in Temple Brooklyn. University. Okay. So I've lived amongst diversity. I think it's great. I love being around different kinds of people. If I get to do that again, if my neighbors are Chinese, Black, Mexican, I don't care. Bring it on! Bring them on!
Okay, your inner friend circle generally are like-minded people.
I have four friends. So, yeah, we're all like-minded people.
Yeah. I mean, the makeup is going to be, predominantly white. White, goofy, comedic.
You know what I said the other day? Because I'm a good guy. I aspire towards diversity. I think it's, at least you can try to aspire towards diversity, right?
Why?
Because it's good for everybody.
Why is it good for everybody?
Because you get to know somebody that you didn't know before. You get to learn from their experiences. You get to absorb some of their culture. You get to exchange some of the culture that you like. And generally, it's healthy for a society to be diverse and full of different, full of different colors and different experiences and foods and music. And, this seems very, very obvious to me and most of the people that I believe are listening. But, if that's not the way you want the world to live, I think, you could probably find a community in the United States where you'll be amongst people that think and act like you. So what's the problem?
So you support African colonization by Europe? The previous African colonization by Europe. That's you can make the same argument for that. Do you support that?
Do I support what? The
European colonization of Africa.
No, well, that, what are you talking about, man? You mean like in the 1700s?
That's diversity. Isn't that diversity?
Yeah, by sword and musket and for the natural resources of the continent without regard for the people. So sure. There's a real similarity there. There's a real parity there between what's happening here and there. That's okay, a good
one. How about this? Yes, it's not by sword. We are doing this to ourselves.
Okay.
To a large extent. I agree.
We're doing it to ourselves.
If you speak up against it, you can be socially ostracized. There's economic warfare involved. Fired from your job.
Right.
So there are, it's not, there is
Listen,
some.
What do you do, Nick? What is your, how do you make a living?
I don't.
You
I don't.
You have every, you have every opportunity to do something with yourself. Why don't you go out there and do something? Go out and do something. Make some money. Have friends. Engage in conversations with people. Have a family. Be productive. Be helpful. Be kind. You're worrying about too much. You got too much swimming up there.
So why am I worried? Why is this?
You seem very upset about the losing something about what America is that probably never really existed. So what I'm saying is tackle something smaller in your life than this. Go out, be productive, be creative. If you have a creative itch, do you play music? Do you do anything that is an outlet for your creativity?
Yeah. Diversity. Okay. I do have those things. So what about with diversity there comes conflict. With diversity comes conflict. If you went to in Europe, Islam, many some of these countries, Muslims are said to be the majority of the population in many of these European countries.
Okay.
Now if they become the majority, then they get to set Islamic policies. How do you feel about that?
I don't know. I don't have a strong opinion about that. I think if you're looking at the long-term global changes in migration and the way people behave with each other. I think ultimately there's that societies change, cultures change. I would hope that it leans towards, liberalism, progressivism in terms of equal respect and resolving issues through the law, through law, through arbitration, through reasonableness. All right. And you can say, yes, there's elements of Islamic law takes things backwards. And I would be against that. Obviously, I think hopefully the world generally moves forward and uses, reason, common sense, and, mutual respect, as our guideposts. Okay.
Well, okay.
I gotta go.
One last thing.
Okay.
There's no guarantee that there's going to be a mutual respect or that respect or that egalitarianism is going to be reciprocated.
There's no guarantees in life. There's no guarantees. We don't know the future. We don't know where this is all going.
Yeah, so might as well. So you're just kind of trying to reason that to say you're okay with it. No, we make decisions based on kind of like what we think is going to happen.
Okay.
Just so to mock all these Trump supporters, you know, for being backwards or whatever. Again, I think there's a lot to mock on the American right, but to kind of the portray these people as how you do, and then look at the situation in Europe that way and just kind of dismiss it or say it's out of our control. I mean, it's a
bit. Listen, I've got a lot of European callers that call in. They're welcome to call in and refute or argue or make the other side of that case. I think generally there's always a way to paint the picture of the world as a flaming pile of shit that's about to completely explode, and the left can do that and the right can do that. I think if you probably talk to people individually, you probably find that there isn't a lot of that life is pretty boring. But so I can't speak to that. Okay, Nick, I wish you the best. I encourage you to go out and get some carnitas today. Some beautiful slow-cooked carnitas.
Trump Tower has the best carnitas.
I suppose they do. All right, Nick, take care.
Hey, still a fan. Have a good one.
Thanks, Nick. Listen, I'm encouraging these people to call in. I want to hear what they have to say. I mean, listen, who knows? Maybe he's right. I don't know. Steven.
Hello. Hi, Tim. How's
Hello.
It going?
Where are you calling from?
Thank you. I call it from Ireland, believe it or not.
Oh, perfect. This is a perfect segue into my wondering, are you worried about the Islamification of Ireland?
No, I don't think so. I'm more than welcome to come along and mix it up with the Catholics, for sure, and all the other religions, and just see.
I like this song. Ready? Remember this song? Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me.
Is that one of those kind of Catholic church ditties?
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. Just big fan of all your work, so I'm kind of nervous. But I don't really agree with what Nick was saying there, so I'm kind of glad I followed him. So just had a few kind of quick questions. Just one about Bicycle Built for Two.
Yeah.
Do you remember what? Because I have it. I bought the box.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of curious more than anything about the whole, how did that come about with Greg?
Well, I think Greg and I were, we went to go see The Love Guru. And, one sec.
Yeah.
You in two. And I went to go see The Love Guru, and we were laughing about that movie. And we were just seeing, like, I wonder how hard it was. And so we tried it.
Okay. I was just like setting.
And we couldn't stop. We could not stop.
Because I haven't seen Love Guru, but I heard it's pretty bad.
It's pretty fanatical.
So I should probably watch that first.
It's pretty fantastic.
Okay.
All right, I got a call coming in. Hold on a sec.
Yeah.
Let's see if this works. Well, thanks for calling. Hey, John, how are you?
Very good. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hello to everyone at office hours.
Yeah, sorry I had that Nick guy on maybe too long, but I was fascinated to hear what he had to I don't know if you caught that or you just are chiming in for your own call.
Actually, today is the first time I've actually listened to the show. I've always just been aware that you're there and called and just had a conversation with you, but I was listening today for the first time, and wow, what a community.
It's a nice gang. I mean, what were your thoughts of Nick's call? He was a respectable, reasonable man, I felt. But didn't you feel like the guy just needed to kind of chill out on all that stuff?
Actually, I was, when you watch on Facebook, like I started listening after it started. And so it only gives you like a half hour chunks or something. So I was listening to the first half hour and then it ended.
Oh, I see.
So I didn't hear your last caller.
Oh, okay. Well, he was calling in and giving me shit for being a liberal and being, for diversity, that he was against diversity, basically, and diversity is bad for America and stuff. And I just,
Well, that's like being against the sunrise or the sunset. It's just diversity's coming, folks. That's what happens when people fuck. They get all mixed up, and that's just what's coming down the pike. So
that's been the American experiment since the beginning. I mean,
it's just the human experiment.
Yeah, exactly. People migrate. People move.
You have opinions about it, but it's coming. So just get ready because it's coming. Yeah. It is coming.
Anyways,
I did hear. You know, first of all, I do want to get into this with you, but I wanted to say, guess what I just did.
Made an acai bowl.
Had a big old bowl of acai.
Yeah, that sounds like you.
Just wanted to mention that. I've just been eating like a bear these days. Just berries just churning through me.
Wow.
All those beautiful antioxidants.
My daughter is starting to get into the scene, and she says, because we put the granola on it, and she says, I want the crunchies with the brown.
Well, that's great.
It does look a little like a big bowl of diarrhea.
Yeah, and it definitely looks that way on the other end as well.
All right.
I had a quick bullet list of things since I was listening. I was like, I got to respond to some of these things.
Go ahead.
One is Cros, the David Crosby thing. I wanted to point out, like, there was one thing that, you know, whatever. People have interpersonal problems in their bands. I get that. He does sound like a monster, though. But the one thing that I thought was really shitty that he did was, remember when Joni Mitchell was really sick?
Yeah.
And she was like in her house and everyone was wondering what's happened with Joni Mitchell. She's collapsed or something or whatever. Then the story came out that David Crosby and someone else, I forget who went with him, went to her house. And he, like, sat in the car. He's like, this is bad, man. This is bad, man.
I don't remember that.
I can't do it. I can't do it. Then he went in there, and they met with her. And then he was one of the first outside voices or people that had seen what was going on with her. And he made it seem like she was about to die.
Yeah.
And she wasn't.
No, she was just...
She's older and stuff. She's recovered, but...
This is bad, man. I don't think I
exactly.
Can do
it. Oh, it was man. Like that aunt. It's like that aunt that comes to visit a sick person in the hospital and makes it about herself. Like, I just can't take it.
No, yeah, yeah. Bad. Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
You know what? It's not about you. You're right. Supposed to just be positive and help the person get better.
Oh, anyway. That's the worst. I know people like that. It's like if someone's sick or someone had died, their reaction is way too like the focus of the situation.
It's an amateur move.
And yeah, just pull it together, man.
Cros is a dick for that one. Also wanted to mention I'm a big fan of Happy Days. I know folks were talking about Happy Days.
Were they? I don't remember a Happy Days chat.
Oh, yeah. It was in the comments.
Okay, I'm not looking at the
Someone
comments.
Someone definitely mentioned Happy Days. The fellow from Brazil mentioned Happy Days.
Well, these are Happy Days.
Yeah.
Because we have to get your call. Your call is meant so much to the audience here. And
there's one last thing I'm going
to
say.
Okay, I was trying to wrap it up.
Is that, you know, that guy who called from Denver and said that you suck dick and you're a faggot or whatever, that's fine. That's his opinion. But I want to just look at this idea, like, what is it when people want to, like, they get up and they want to do something negative? Like, isn't life about moving forward? So why wouldn't he call into his favorite show and say, you're great, you know, give positive energy to the things he likes as opposed to...
I've never understood it. It's kind of a new thing of, like, negative comments on YouTube videos. And I would never, there's so many things I dislike
I thought, well, maybe that's the Baba Booey thing with Stern. Maybe that's how, but then I thought, well, that's actually, they're being positive about Stern by interloping in someone else's thing, you know? Right.
Well, maybe he was the Denver kid I don't think so, but you know, maybe he was a fan who thought he was being funny, or he was, because there is this sort of thing where I project, like, I enjoy engaging in arguments with these people, and maybe he thinks he's playing a role in that, but I think the fact that he hung up sort of meant that he was just
it's just dead air for the fans. You just shut off. You're like, okay, this guy's just a saboteur. This is boring.
Well, John C. Reilly will be appearing in the new play A Christmas Carol, coming to the Wiltern Theater this holiday season. He'll be playing all the parts. John, talk to me about playing all the parts in A Christmas Carol, a one-man show. That's got to be very challenging.
It is challenging, especially when you're moving through the past. You have to be Scrooge and the various ghosts of Christmas.
Yeah, it seems like it would just be sort of a schizophrenic experience for the character, and then thusly an unpleasant experience for the audience. Are you worried you're biting off too much?
Nah, I use masks. We just use masks.
Oh. All right. Now, I just got this from the Wiltern saying that they're having a hard time. Says here they're having a hard time moving tickets.
Yeah, we're going to get on Gold Star with that. We're getting a big discount.
And there's a discount ticket now here?
Oh, yeah.
$25 ticket?
50%
off. Oh, wow. And one more question. Are you worried that you're, because this is going up next week. Are you worried that it's a little too, you should have maybe gotten it closer to the Christmas holiday?
Well, we want to make sure that everyone who wants to see the show is able to see it.
Right.
And
are you hoping for an extension that takes you closer to the holiday?
Oh, I think we're going to be moving well past the holidays.
Oh, all right. Well, good luck with it. That's a lot of seats to fill in the Wiltern. That's what, 1,000 seats?
Yeah, something like that.
Wow.
And that's
every night for what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, well, it's 8 shows a week, actually.
8 shows a week? Okay, so it's 8,000 tickets you'll need to sell.
We need help on that Wednesday matinee the most.
Okay, Wednesday matinee. And they just added a Dodger Stadium show? Oh, boy.
Yeah, the outdoor thing, that's going to be a challenge.
In partnership with the March of Dimes, it says here. That's neat. All right.
Well, right, Tim, I could laugh at all your hijinks all morning, but I'll just do it. I want to take this offline.
Okay. Take care.
All the best to everyone at Office Hours. And don't forget, my show, After Hours, is coming up soon.
All right. Bye. All right. That was very sweet of John to call in. Callum Meow. Callum. Oh, boy. Callum. Nope. How about Andy Dole? Andy Dole.
Andy Dole.
All right, I got it right this time, Tim.
All right, mute your stream, my son.
I got it.
Is this the grandson of Bob Dole?
No, they always ask me that. And I always tell people I'm also not the Dole Pineapple Company. Oddly enough, you got my name right.
You're just dumb old Dole.
Dumb old Dole, that's correct.
What's going on?
Oh, not much, man. I'm more here for the talk about – I love talking about music.
Taco.
I know the Beach Boys came up a little bit, you know, just when I think you said it or maybe Don did or something. But what are your opinions on Mike Love? I know he's very polarizing. A lot of people love him. A lot of people hate him.
Is he polarizing? Is there a lot of Mike Love lovers out there? It feels like it's are you a Mike Love lover?
I'm on the edge. I don't, you know, sometimes I feel like, you know, without his voice, you know, some of those earlier recordings wouldn't have been what they were. You know what I mean? It's like changing the timbre of the sound, you know, but,
yeah, I hear you. I mean, listen, he's low hanging fruit for us, clowns. You know, he certainly gives us a lot to work with. with some of his behavior. His book's supposed to be a real doozy.
Yeah.
Full of mudslinging and all this stuff. So I guess you're right. I mean, some of that early stuff, definitely that Mike Love sound is part of what we know and love about the Beach Boys. But he seems like he pulled some real Crosby-esque moves on the group.
I would totally agree.
And so, therefore, I'm a Brian guy. I got to see Brian Wilson at the Hollywood Bowl. It was a magical night, beautiful show.
It was awesome.
And I think he does the music a great service the way he performs it. I can imagine the Mike Love version of the show isn't as exciting and respectful of the music, I would imagine. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I've seen him perform, and it's just like his step back and forth move that he does, the sort of clicking heels left, right, as he's kind of wearing that long shirt, that long button up shirt with the cuffs that are a different pattern, and the hat, and Mike, Bruce Johnston standing over there doing nothing the whole time. Yeah. I don't know.
That was a good song, though, by Bruce.
All right.
Let's see.
Anything else?
I saw Brian in Chicago at the Pitchfork Festival. It was the only band I went there to see, and it was amazing, I have to say. But what was sad is in that venue there was a lot of, like, you know, younger millennial types that were, you know, I could see them sitting behind me, and they were just trashing Brian, being like, oh, he looks like he's a robot, like they forced him to come to his own concert and stuff. And I just thought that was despicable.
That was fucks. Although, you know, we did something at the Hollywood Bowl show. Whenever Brian brought up Mike Love, we booed. It was kind of fun, you know?
Yeah, that sounds fun.
It was a little like taking sides. But that's too bad. Millennials, shame on you as a generation. All right, Andy, thanks for the call.
All right, thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Hang on. There's getting all kinds of error messages. Oh, what a exciting day. How about Andy? Still no ladies. Oh, I did see a lady caller. Andy Barrett. Andy Barrett.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Hello.
Yeah.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Oh, so I'm a huge...
So?
I was really stoned the other night, and I was watching Tim and Eric Awesome Show.
All right.
I've been doing a marathon.
See you later. Boring. Justina. Justina.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
You're talking like in a different time. Okay. Anyway.
Okay. Hello. Yes, go ahead. Can you turn the mute off, the feed off of the Facebook?
I have.
There you go. Now
obviously
I'm talking
my
in
life
real time.
Is way behind.
So what's going on?
Nothing. I'm just doing some 3D modeling.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Where are you calling
from?
I'm
making a deer. England.
Can you be more specific? Blackpool? Hull?
No. No.
Manchester? Lincoln?
Lincoln. Yeah. Lincoln. Can you do that accent?
Yeah, I could do it. We could talk like that for a while if you'd like.
That's London.
Oh, that's London. All right. I can't do it.
I think
you're
so.
From.
No.
What part of England are you from? I mean,
Newcastle.
All right. Well, I can't do that. But
You should learn. That would be hilarious.
Well, what is it? What is it about that part? What is the certain qualities? I mean, we can do different.
Have you seen Geordie Shore?
Who?
Geordie Shore.
Geordie Shore. No, I don't
know.
Yeah,
like Jersey Shore.
Oh, Geordie.
It's the England version. Yeah, Geordie.
Geordie. All right, I'll take a look.
Why, man?
All right, I'll do my work on that. How can I help you today?
I have like some out of date information for you.
Okay.
It's about
updating my records.
Yeah. You know the RNC that you went to? You made those videos on Facebook.
Yes.
Do you know about the journalist Katie Hopkins?
Yes, I do. I've known the name.
Yeah.
I know the name.
I am like 90% sure. Because you were talking to people, just like picking on people, and she just walked straight past you. And she was there.
Did I talk to her?
No.
Oh. Well, it's.
But it she'll
could,
be there.
It could be. It could be her. What? Give me a time. Do you have a time?
I thought you might ask, and I don't have one. Sorry.
Oh, great. Well, it's certainly possible. I mean, there were a lot of those types there. I probably, I was running into all kinds of media celebrities there. Ran into Chris Hayes and Wolf Blitzer, and I saw Anderson Cooper and. Bunch of the Chris Matthews, bunch of those guys, they're just walking around. Hey, they're just people like me and you.
Yeah.
But
a lot of Twitter verified people.
That's true. That's true. Everything good with you?
Yes, I am having a nice day.
All right, Justine. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Okay.
Be well.
Yeah.
So there you go. Got some pretty cool info. We got a few minutes left here. Caesar the Salad.
Hey, what's going on, big guy?
Hey, big guy.
What's going on, pal? Wow. My friends are going to be so excited that I'm on Skype with the big man, Tim Heidecker. How are we doing?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the Big Apple, baby.
Hey-o! Listen,
Apple.
I think I like this guy's energy, Caesar. I think maybe Caesar could be my permanent sidekick on Office Hours.
That's what I'm talking about.
What's up, Cease?
I'll be real frank with you. I'm not one of these guys who's a big schlep. You know what I'm saying? I'm generative. I'm making music. I'm doing things. In fact, I just did a little bit of work for the new Adult Swim show, World Peace. I want to know if you caught that show.
Haven't seen it, friend.
Well, I.
What do you mean?
Know,
you said you're not a big schlep. Doesn't schlep mean that you're a that schlep generally means like you travel, like you schlep somewhere, like you.
Well,
a big schlep.
Well, maybe over here in the East Coast we got a little bit of a language barrier here, but schlep over here is kind of, like you're a big bowl of porridge. You're lazy. You're not doing much.
You're a schlep.
Yeah, you're a schlep. You're a schlub.
So you got schlub I get. See, a schlub I get, but a schlep is not. Oh, I went up to Zabar's, and it was a real schlep to get up there. See, that's proper usage.
There it is.
Why don't you just use the right words?
Well, that's a little insulting. So where do we go from here?
I don't know if this is going to work out between you and me.
All right. Well, look, I mean,
I'm sorry, buddy. Caesar, I was excited about our relationship, our friendship, the possibility of a longer term commitment between the two of us.
This went to shit real quick. But if I could, if I could just tell you to support your own brand, check out $1 Million Extreme's World Peace. It's on the Adult Swim website. I want you to check it out, Tim, because I've done a lot of good generative. Yeah, exactly. That's my word today. That's the word of the day. I'm trying to be positive.
Thanks, Caesar. Caesar the Salad.
No problem, Tim. Talk to you later, babe.
So there you go. Caesar's not going to work out for me, I don't believe, unfortunately, as the co-host. Donnie Lovins calling in.
Buddy.
What's up, Donnie boy?
My main man.
Where are you calling from, dude?
Dude, I'm all the way down south. I'm talking about Knoxville, Tennessee.
That ain't that south, dude.
Man, I'm trying to claim the south, It's pretty southern down here.
I need you to be calling me from Mississippi.
That MISSISSIPPI.
All right, what do you want? What do you want?
Dude, listen, I want to talk to you about something very important, okay? Been a big fan of yours.
Thank you.
And watching your stuff, I've realized, you know, and maybe I'm speaking out of bounds here, but I've realized you've got a strong sense of psychedelia flowing, and it touches root with delirium, which I consider to be one of the most sacred things on planet Earth. Because being in touch with delirium is being in touch with the cosmic joke of it all. Once you know the know, and I know you know the know, Tim. I know all you guys know the know. You realize the cosmic joke, and it's all funny. And you're touching it, man. Yeah, and buddy. I love it.
I love you.
I love you. And I just wanted to scream it from the top of Skype into Facebook.
Yeah, Donnie. Push so, it, yeah, baby. Man.
There you go. I laid it out for you.
Thanks, Donnie. I get it, man.
And I love it.
I get it. I totally, I'm vibing on you. And this is drug free. It's a drug free zone. And I tell you, man, that we are tickling the funny bone of the universe. We are accessing the cosmic joke, as my Donnie Don actually just beautifully articulated. So thank you for that, Donnie. Thanks for the call. You're welcome anytime in my bazoon.
I appreciate
Jeff Jones.
Hey, let me mute my stream here.
Let me talk a little bit about Jeff Jones's profile pic. We got Jeff Jones sitting on some steps in a tuxedo. Looks like a wedding scenario. Looks like Maybe you are not the groom.
Nope.
You are part of the wedding party. Maybe
that's
the best,
right, sir.
The best man?
Oh, hell no. I was the last on the totem pole.
Just some schlub. Not a schlep, exactly. Schlub.
I was schlepping shit around that day for the groom.
Understood. So you got the sunglasses on, you got that beautiful turquoise vest and the turquoise tie, and a old lily on your breast there. what's that called? A
boutonniere, maybe?
A boutonniere, my baby. Yeah. All right, Jeff, where are you calling from? How can I help?
I'm in Port Huron, Michigan, man. It's a
beautiful,
nice little town on Lake Huron there.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it really is. I guess I was calling. I just kind of shoot the shit. I just kind of ask you some, I don't know. Like, I was going to ask maybe, I guess, where do you like to travel? Where's a good vacation spot for you?
You're making these questions up on the spot, dude. I can hear it in your voice.
Well, no, I was going to ask you something else first, but then I figured I'd start with that. Well, listen,
I don't travel. I mean, I travel so much with my work. I'm always out there doing shows, and sometimes if I'm casting something, that shoots out of town. So I have not been traveling a lot lately for pleasure. When I'm not working, I do enjoy being home alone with my loves.
Right. Absolutely. Well, that, you know, when you say your loves, I was going to ask you too. Why don't you tell us about how you met your wife and stuff like that? Like, how did that play out? Did you get any corny stories about how, you know, you won her over?
You can
or something?
Find that moment in the first couple episodes of Awesome Show. You can see her.
Yes.
You can see her in the show. That's I met her on set. We had a date that night and fell in love.
That's great, man. That's great.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Yep. Thank you.
Let's take one more call if we're still online. Are we still online? Can we still online? Does anyone, people out there? Johnny Bean looks like a good time. Johnny?
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
Hey, man.
What's up, dude? Where are you calling from?
Hey, I'm calling from Santa Cruz.
Right.
Although I don't surf.
Okay, well, what can I do for you today?
Never have. Hey, I just like to say I enjoy the show. It was great to hear John C. Reilly call up.
It was nice of him to call. He enjoys calling in, I think, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just wanted to say I got to meet David Liebhart the other night.
Liebhart. How was that?
Ah, he was cool. He was cool. He played a show out here in Santa Cruz at a club.
Cool.
He did his gig. And it was a lot of fun.
So we're up to speed on Johnny now. We've got the No Surfing, Santa Cruz, Liba Meeting, Johnny Bean.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in, Johnny.
Thank you, Tim.
All right, let's take a few more, and then we'll sign off for the day. It's been a lot of fun. Steven? Steven Steinbacher. Steven? Steven's not there. How about Alexander Villa? Alexander?
Hey, Tim, what's up?
Hey, dude, what's going on?
Hey, yo.
How can I help you today?
Dude, I'm a huge fan of yours.
Thank you so much, dude.
I had a question / request.
Okay.
Do you think that you can make more Tom Goes to the Mayor?
Can we?
Yeah.
We can always make the more. Will we?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a lot. We got a lot on our plate. Is the demand there? I don't know. Is the interest there from us? I don't know. It's, perhaps something we will revisit.
I think it's some of your best work.
Really? Well, perhaps we'll visit it one day. That's the beauty of animation, right? It's just we could start that thing back up and it would feel like nothing's changed. It was, you know, we had made the last episode a week ago. So maybe, we'll see. If all else
fails.
Yeah,
I'm actually wearing my Rats Off to You shirt right now.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks, Alexander, for your support over all these years.
Yeah, dude.
Take care.
Keep doing what you do. Have a good one.
Two more calls, folks, and then I've got to go. Sky Mannix.
Hello?
Hey, Sky.
Yo.
Hey.
What's going on, Mr. Decker?
Oh, not too much. Where are you calling from, Chief?
Well, I'm calling from SoCal.
Yeah, baby!
Yeah. Awesome.
So what's up? How can I help you today? Real quick, I only got a couple more minutes left, and I got to run.
Yeah, no problem. So question, what is your opinion on video games?
Not a fan. I don't ever play them. I don't enjoy playing them. They're frustrating, okay. And they're a waste of time.
Agreed.
And stressful. And I've tried before. I've tried going, oh, this, you know, Tim, you should check out this game. It's actually really amazing. It's beautiful. It's well made, all this stuff. And I just get very bored and I get distracted and frustrated. And I just know now as an adult man with children and with a career and with responsibilities that I can't, that's one thing I can't go near. There's no point for me.
Yeah, no time.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, guy.
Awesome.
Tim, to close things out today, Tim Manchette. Tim Manchette. No? Oh, God damn it. Damn it. Jesse Dennis. Jesse. 2 minutes. 2 minutes. They're going to reset the router here. Maybe that'll help. Eric Seguin.
Hey, Tim. How's it going?
Good. How are you? You're my last call today.
Cool.
And how can I help you?
I know you want to go, but I have kind of like a heavy question for you.
Oh, shit.
Sorry. I noticed that with a lot of comedians, especially ones that are a little bit more popular, there tends to be some issues with like mental illness and depression. Mm. And I just wanted to know if in your community there's a lot of support for each other, you and your four friends, or in the extended community in Glendale or L.A., and if you see people being nice to each other about that stuff, people being open, or
oh yeah, there's a lot of awareness of that. There is a lot of awareness of that, and sensitivity towards it, and I think it's a great thing.
Cool. Interesting. I had one more note. Your caller there, I can't remember his name, but he called about the Trump stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Canadian. I just wanted to say. We're a good emblem of the multicultural experiment gone right. So,
absolutely. What is the motto in Canada? It's not a melting pot. It's a mosaic. Correct?
Good job. Yeah.
All right. My wife is Canadian. No, my wife is Canadian. All right. Thanks, Eric. Okay. And thanks to everybody in their world. We have fun. We talk about life and multiculturalism and assimilation. You can't have a pizza parlor if you don't have Italians. No, 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 no. Bring them in the boat, bring them in the boat. Bring them on the boat, bring them through the fence. Bring them over the fence, bring them in the fence. Bring them over the fence. I want more, I want them all to come in my life. I want them all to come in my back. I want them all to come in my life. I want them all to come in my back. Bye-bye. Thank you.